Good morning, friends. I am recording episode 2 of Grit Chat. How do you feel about the new name, Grit Chat? Just me rapping about some things about strength, about life, about fitness, and trying to bring all of my opinions to one place so that you get to listen to them. Lucky you, right? Well, anyway, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. This episode of Grit Chat, I'm going to talk about something that's going on in my life that has visited and reared its ugly head multiple times in the past, is kind of rearing its ugly head right now, and will undoubtedly come up again in the future. That is injury. Now, I'm a firm believer that no matter what, you can always get a good workout. Always. And I see far too many people that have some kind of injury or some kind of setback, and they let it side rail them, and they just sit at home and do absolutely nothing for a long, long time. And I just don't feel as though that's the way. And I think that there is always something, barring like some serious illness, that should really set you back. And what I'm going to get into is the fact that I have a slight back injury. And I say slight because I can still go about my daily life. It's not crippling me. I'm not paralyzed. And yeah, it kind of sucks. But you know what? There are still things that I can do, and there are still things that I have to do. Now, if you lead a life, much like I do, where you're busy, you've got work, you can't take time off, you've got kids, you've got responsibilities, you don't really have an option to sideline yourself. You don't really have an option to feel sorry for yourself or sit around and think about how this injury is stopping you from doing things. Now, maybe it's stopping me from powerlifting, from lifting heavy, from doing things like that. Now, I recently talked about the necessity of not assigning labels to yourself. Now, if I had assigned this label to myself where I am a strong man and I'm a power lifter and I tweak my back a little bit, and really all it was is just kind of like muscle soreness. I just overdid it a little bit. It happens from time to time. We make stupid decisions, win stupid prizes. But anyway, if I had defined myself as a power lifter and a strong man only, and I had this little back tweak going on, I wouldn't do anything because I can't power lift and I can't do strongman type stuff. Now, if I live my life as I do, which is no labels, and I don't assign labels to what I do, and I really just use all of these different methodologies to increase my overall fitness and feeling of confidence for myself because I'm capable, when this happens, I'm able to work around it. So you know what I did this morning? I still got up early, 3:45 in the morning, still got some work done, still got to the gym at like 4:30, 4:45. And you know what I did? I did Murph. I threw on my running shoes and I ran a mile. I did 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 bodyweight squats, and then I ran another mile, and then I worked on the heavy bag for 10 minutes. And that did not inflame my back at all. And it was still a very difficult workout that I could do, still a way that I could push myself, and still a way that I can reap the rewards of building confidence around the fact that I can choose difficult things to do and overcome them, especially first thing in the morning. What I didn't do was I didn't choose rehab movements. I didn't come in and say, you know what, I'm just going to go for a walk today, or maybe I'll just, instead of getting my 10,000 steps, I'll just get 5,000 because poor me, woe is me, my back hurts. No, to heck with all that, because I am a capable individual and I want to respect myself as a male and have confidence in the things that I can do. And if I admit that I am incapable because the only things that I can do is use my back to lift heavy, no, I don't think so. I'm going to find ways that I can work around that. I'm confident that you can do the same. Now, guys, I'm going to take a quick break from this podcast. I'm going to run to the store, and I got to pick up medicine for one of my kiddos. Such is life. I will tune back in very shortly. And we're back. Probably didn't even notice, did you? Anyway, I was just talking about the need to still train yourself physically and to still work through difficult things, even when you feel as though you have a setback, such as an injury. This also applies to other hard things in your life and other setbacks. It's never going to be perfect, man. You're never going to have the perfect scenario where you can get into the gym and all is well and you've got all the time in the world and your body's feeling great and you don't have any like obligations on your mind. It's never going to happen. So the more often you can work through those things and the more often you can learn to work around difficult things in your life, such as difficulties at home, difficulties at work, difficulties with finances, with any of these things, the more you can work around them and still push yourself physically and still do the hard thing, the more mentally capable you're going to be. So when you do have something like a small back injury or a knee tweak, or I don't know, maybe your shoulder is out of whack or something, you can still push through because you've been there before. And that's really what this is all about. There's this other phenomenon that I really want to get into, and it's how there's a lot of people in the fitness space that I've been in for a long time, and I've been guilty of this also, where we continuously believe that we're doing hard things. And what ends up happening is the hard thing becomes commonplace, and then we still do the thing, the workout, the whatever it might be, the lift that other people would view as difficult. But to us, it's commonplace. Getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym maybe initially was a hard thing, but then it just becomes a standard thing in your life and it becomes a non-negotiable, which is great because that's habit formation, but it's no longer adversity. It's just a part of your routine. So it doesn't make you better at difficult things. It just is you continuing to do a habit. Does that make sense? Because unless you really challenge it by saying, you know what, this time I'm going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go do something hard. And maybe that's not all the time, but once in a while we need to do these things that, like, yeah, you know what, that sounds like it really sucks. Okay, I should probably do that, because unless I create an adversity in my life, I'm not going to get used to it. Now, I think I have seen, and I've fallen prey to this, of a lot of people that do very difficult workouts and hard things, and they're like, build adversity and get in the gym and do hard things. Okay, well, if you do it all the time, that's common for you, and it's no longer a difficult thing, and it's no longer growing the muscle. It's like saying, I can do a 300-pound bench press. Wow, that's a really hard thing, and I do it, and my body's like, wow, I better change and get stronger because that was really hard. Well, if I only continue to come in and only do that 300-pound bench press, will I get stronger? The answer is a resounding no, because I've gotten used to it, and it no longer is a difficult stimulus that asks my body to get stronger. It no longer entices and coerces us into needing to adapt to something difficult because it's commonplace. If every single day I came in and I did the same numbers on the bar and I moved at the same speed and I did the same workouts, they wouldn't have a stimulus that would stimulate change in my system. So I have to keep pushing the envelope, and you have to keep lifting heavier or moving faster or doing more reps or finding more difficult things. And we understand that when it comes to physical training, but when it comes to mental training, we oftentimes get stuck in this loop where we think just because we're going in and doing workouts when the time is right and it fits our schedule and all the stars align to allow us to come in after that perfect pre-workout meal and cup of coffee and whatever else, and our joints are feeling good and we foam roll for 15 minutes and whatever else, it's not making us tougher. It's not making us more resilient. But you're like, well, Ryan, why do I really need to be tougher? It's almost 2024. Like, life is good. We got technology at our fingertips. Well, you're going to get injured. I'm sorry. The more you play with fire, the greater the chance you're going to get burned. And that's the odd thing about what we do in pushing the envelope to get better physically and develop as humans is we have to continuously push the envelope. And inevitably, there's going to be a time where something's going to feel tweaked. Or inevitably, there's going to be a time where we don't have the amount of time in our day to go work out that we thought we were going to have. And what do we do when we're thrown into these adverse situations? Are we affected? Does it rattle us? Does it floor us? Does it make us not able to see the other side of it without getting all bent out of shape? Or have we put enough manufactured adversity into our life by training at odd times, working through difficult things, adapting, so that way, rather than being a 9 on the Richter scale when something small happens, like my back injury, it doesn't floor me for 3 weeks, it's maybe a 1 on the Richter scale. All right, I got to readjust a little bit. So some of the questions I want you to ask yourself is, what is the level of adversity? What will it take to get you bent out of shape? What's going to happen in your life to make you stop what you're doing, to make you get knocked off track? Is it traffic? Is it missing a meal? Is it losing an hour of sleep? Is it having a little cough in the back of your throat and maybe you can't do something? Or have you trained through all those things and found a way to create this adversity in your life that makes all those things seem like nothing? And then when the things that are small that maybe would rattle the old you come up, they don't bother you anymore. You're stoic. You notice them, but you realize that this is the human experience and this is life. And we're all just subject to a constant barrage of difficult scenarios, one after another after another. Perspective comes into play when we want to like really dive deep into just how difficult is this scenario? Just how much of a setback is this? How do you perceive the difficulty that's being placed on you every day? Is traffic pissing you off? Or are you like, you know what? So what? Everybody's out here having a human experience and I'm going to get where I'm going to go when I get there. No big deal. I'll adapt. I'm in the car a little bit longer, which for me allows me to talk to you a little bit longer. This is something that I have been working on immensely in myself. On and off, I would say for the last 15, 20 years. And I say on and off because what's going to happen is you're going to give it some attention and you're going to work on adversity and you're going to try to find ways to manufacture difficulty in your life and work around things. And then all those little things are going to become habit in your life. And then you're going to have to adapt and find new ways. And once they become habit in your life, probably some time will go on. Maybe it's a week, a month, a year, 5 years, where you've just settled into this routine of what previously was hard things for you. Even though they're not hard anymore, you forget to put the attention on the fact that they're no longer difficult for you and you just do them. And you're like, oh, I'm doing hard things every day. I'm going to the gym every day. Or I'm doing hard things every day. I'm whatever, like walking my dogs 3 miles. But if it's become commonplace, you need to change it. And for me, in the last couple months, I had to look deep into that again and realize that the things that I thought were difficult that I was doing to continue to develop myself into a tough individual with a tough mindset, an unshakable mindset, it had become commonplace. So I needed to add new things. And thank God for this back tweak, because now it's easy. I don't have to look for things. I'm like, great. Thank you, God, for making me want to push through a bunch of different workouts last week that was a little bit more than I should have done and tweak my back a little bit, because now I've got this amazing opportunity to work through adversity and have to get stronger and tougher and better at shifting lanes and shifting gears and working through it and being able to stay tough and on track and unshakable and unshaken and be able to move forward in the face of this, because now no matter what else comes up in my day, I can recall that. And I want to be the person that doesn't care, that I don't get moved, I don't get emotional, I don't get worked up, I don't get pissed off, I don't throw a hissy fit, I don't close off from the world, I don't get mad at people around me. I don't want to be shaken by anything. Be the oak in the storm. Be the strong tower. Find ways that you can manufacture this in your life so that way you can get better. You can't just decide to be gritty and tough and capable and mentally strong and unshakable. You got to train it. It's a muscle. You got to do it all the time. Take a deep look at your life. Maybe you're already doing it right now and great, then you are one step ahead of me. That is awesome. Keep doing it. You're great. Otherwise, take a look at your life and say, are there any ways that I think I'm being tough and gritty? But maybe I've just settled into the habits of things that look tough and gritty, and maybe I should manufacture a little bit more. Guys, thanks for listening to me rant while I drive. I am just about home. I'm going to go spend the morning with my family before moving on to the rest of the parts of my day and doing more things. This has been Grit Chat number 2. Thanks for listening to me rant. Please reach out and let me know your thoughts and feelings. Have a great day, guys.